I'd like to read from Exodus chapter 15, please. We've been reminded so much this morning of being able to praise the Lord and to give thanks to the Lord today. And we want to look at an occasion in the Word of God where the believers had that privilege. In Exodus chapter 15, rather a lengthy reading, so we'll ask you to be patient while we read it together. Read from verse 1 of Exodus chapter 15. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble, and with the blast of thy nostrils the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright as an heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind. The sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab trembling shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm they shall be as still as a stone. Till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over which thou hast purchased, thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountains of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign for ever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, And the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand. And all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dancers. And Miriam answered them, "Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea." We'll leave the reading there, and we know that the Lord will add a blessing today to the reading of his precious word. Here we read in relation to the children of Israel and the great victory through which the Lord took them. We might think just for a minute of the circumstances, and no doubt you all know well the circumstances of this story as recorded here in Exodus chapter 15. We think of the children of Israel just come out of the land of Egypt, the place in which they were held in bondage for some 400 and so years. And the Lord led them out of that land of Egypt and from that place of bondage in which they were. And they were able to sing this great song. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord. Certainly, they knew the great redemption that the Lord Jesus Christ brought them through, and they were able to sing unto the Lord this song. For perhaps 480 years, they had never had this privilege of singing to the Lord. Maybe they were in that great bondage in the land of Egypt and never able to sing the song of the redeemed. And that reminds me of our privilege today. We have been delivered from the bondage and power of sin and Satan. We've been brought into the place of infinite blessing, a place of salvation. And we're able to sing this morning the song of the redeemed, just like those of the children of Israel so long ago. We have the privilege today of coming week by week to remember the Lord, to give thanks unto the Lord, to praise the Lord, and to worship the Lord. These people had gone some 480 years. And never had that privilege. Do we count it as a privilege today to be able to come together in a way that the Lord has desired and designed for us, just to give unto him the worship and the praise and the adoration of our hearts? The children of Israel were delivered from the bondage of Egypt. Their taskmasters, where they had to make brick under much pressure. But they were delivered from all that when they were delivered out of the hand of Pharaoh's, out of the hand of Pharaoh and all his people. And they were brought here to a place where they could sing unto the Lord. I often wonder what that experience would have been like for the children of Israel. Perhaps almost 2 million people were able to sing unto the Lord. No doubt you, each one, have heard some good singing in your time. But to be able to have been there and heard that great company sing unto the Lord, their song of praise, their song of deliverance, what a tremendous experience that would have been. What was the note of praise that they offered? We see in verse 2. In the last part of verse 1. I will sing unto the Lord. That's where their song ascended to. They sang unto the Lord. It was not to one another. It was to the Lord. Why could they do that? For he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. They were able to sing this great song of redemption because of the victory that had been gained by the Lord Jesus in delivering them from the hand of their foe, of their enemy. They're able to sing that great song of triumph where Pharaoh and all his horsemen had been cast into the depths of the Red Sea. And then the song goes on to say in verse 2, the Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. What a word of victory and triumph, a song of victory and triumph that they were able to utter on this occasion. The horse and the rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. They knew the deliverance, the great deliverance that was wrought by the Lord on this occasion. And they were able to acknowledge the one who brought this great victory to them, even the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that brings to mind our experience today. Certainly, we have been brought into a place of victory through the great work of redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know the victory that the Lord Jesus Christ has gained for us at Calvary. He defeated at Calvary his every foe. He defeated Satan by passing through that which Satan had control of, and that was death. And it was there, at Calvary, that the Lord Jesus Christ gained the great victory that we enjoy today. He defeated our every foe. We mention victory over death. We were to turn to 1 Corinthians 15. We would see something there of the victory that the Lord Jesus Christ has gained over death. And around about verse 58 we read there, O death, where is thy sting? No doubt those that pass away through this dispensation of grace will one day, when the Lord comes, rise to meet the Lord in the air. They'll be able to say, O grave, where is thy victory? And we will join with those as they go to meet the Lord in the air. And our note of victory, our note of praise will be, O death, where is thy sting? The Lord Jesus Christ has gained the great victory over death for us. But not only that, He has gained the victory over sin. Today we can have victory through our Lord Jesus Christ over every sin and over every temptation that would come our way. So we stand in the great victory today that the Lord Jesus Christ has gained for us at Calvary. When he rose from among the dead, and today we live in the good of that great victory that he gained there for us at Calvary. Similar to the victory that was gained for these children of Israel. Their enemies, Pharaoh and all his horsemen, sought to follow the children of Israel. And perhaps as we think of that, that would have been a hopeless situation for the children of Israel. They had been pursued right up into a neck of land, and there was sea on three sides of them, and Pharaoh and all the Egyptians pursued them from behind. But if we were to read in chapter 14, we see that the Lord put a cloud between the children of Israel and the Egyptians, and the children of Israel no more looked upon the Egyptians. We know that the Lord Jesus parted the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went across on dry land. But we know that when the Egyptians pursued and followed the children of Israel, the waters of the Red Sea came back again, and every Egyptian, every one that followed the children of Israel, were drowned in the Red Sea. What a victory that the Lord Jesus Christ gained for the children of Israel as they left that land of bondage and as they began their journey in the wilderness. The Lord delivered them from that great bondage in which they were found for some 480 years. What a victory that was. And we read in relation to it. Then when we come down to verse 11, we notice there, "Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders?" The children of Israel could acknowledge the holiness and the greatness of the God who had delivered them from the bondage in Egypt. What a tremendous note of victory and praise that the children of Israel were able to sing on this occasion. Notice the time is almost gone. Just come down to verse 20. "And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dancers. And Miriam answered them, 'Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea.'" They were all exhorted to give praise and adoration to the Lord for the great victory that was gained for them on this occasion. And surely, again today, we can give thanks unto the Lord. We can praise the Lord for the great victory that is ours in our Lord Jesus Christ, the great victory that he has gained for us. And we can live in the joy of that today. We are a joyful people, are we not? Because of all that the Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished for us and for all that He has brought us into, we can give thanks and rejoice today because of all that is ours in our Lord Jesus Christ.